اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions on practical tajweed rules and the recitation of the Quran Kareem. I'm really glad to say that we are having brothers Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and
Fawad
Haider. I really welcome you all. Welcome. How are you?
Fine, sir.
Fine, inshallah. Okay. Ali Nasir,
Hussein. Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And Fawad.
Fine.
Okay. So, brothers and sisters, we hope, inshallah, you are fine as well and healthy. Let's go and start our class by listening to the recitation of Ayah 85 of Surah An-Nisa on page 91.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. من يشفع شفاعة حسنة يكن له نصيب منها ومن يشفع شفاعة سيئة يكن له كفل منها وكان الله على كل شيء مقيتا.
That was a nice recitation, the same as our previous sessions. Inshallah, a short explanation will be given. Then we'll move on to the practical tajweed rules, inshallah. So, brothers and sisters, we hope you have your Quran with you on page 91 of the Quran Kareem, ayah 85 of Surah An-Nisa. So, Allah Almighty says in Surah 85, in ayah 85 of Surah An-Nisa, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من يشفع شفاعة حسنة يكن له نصيب منها. Let me read it without تجويد once. من يشفع شفاعة حسنة. Whoever intercedes for a good cause, for a good deed, يكن له حسن نصيب منها, shall receive a share of it. وَمَنْ يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً سَيِّئَةً, and whoever intercedes for an evil cause, يَكُنْ لَهُ كِفْلٌ مِّنْهَا, shall share its burden. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقِيتًا, and Allah is prepotent over all things. So, this ayah talks about an important thing, okay, that sometimes we might not be aware of this. What is it? This, sometimes there are people, okay, who come to you and maybe they for counseling, okay? They ask you to help them. They ask you to solve their problems or guide them, advise them. Okay, give them some suggestions. Okay, so here, look, you are about to change his life. He comes to you and asks you to give him some directions, some instructions. For example, on his field of study, for example, on his marriage, for example, whatever, okay? His job, his life, okay? Whatever, he asks you to give him some advice. Now, whatever You do. If you have two cases. Either you should show him the right way, the give him good correct instructions, good instructions, okay? So he goes and gets the result. He becomes a successful person, a great personality, a very serving personality, okay, to the society, a good person, okay? So here, whatever good things he do, whatever hasana things he do, whatever good things he do, the profit, okay, the profit, the benefits will come to you as well, will come to your account as well. You will get the hasana as well, okay? Allah Almighty says, "May yashfa' shafa'atan hasana." Okay, if you intercede means make the shafa'a. Shafa'a can have a lot of instances, like for example, these advices, okay? These encouragements that you have to the people. Somebody is doing something, okay? You're saying, oh, mashallah, mashallah, do it. You're good, you can do it, okay? If that person is doing a good job, doing a good action, okay? He's acting correctly, the best way, not a guna, for example, a sin. He's not making mistakes, or he's not doing, committing guna or sin, okay? So you're encouraging him, appreciating him, okay? So if he is going to accomplish that, you'll get a share of it as well. All right? You'll get the benefit, the thawab, the reward of that as well. It will come to your account. On the other side, if someone is, for example, is about to fight, if someone is about to insult someone, if someone is about to disrespect someone, so you say, huh, come on, you're good. Do it, okay? Because he did so. He disrespected you. Come on, you do the same. Insult him. So here, you helped your friend do so. You guided your friend commit that sin. Then what happens? Huh?
So here, your friend gets more sin or you?
Both of you.
Like, who has more share in it?
You. Because you are the cause, okay? You are the one who started this. So you will get, okay, the share of it as well, the burden, okay? That's it. Refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, for more. And remember that, we are explaining shortly. So this is not the full explanation, of course. You can refer to the Tafasir books.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Let's move on to the Tajweed rules. Ali Nasir, if you're ready. Ready?
Yes.
Hassan, Hussein, Fawad?
Yes.
So, brothers and sisters, let's move on and share some Tajweed points in this ayah. Then, inshallah, we'll practice the recitation. Man yashfa'. This is the way we read without Tajweed. Man yashfa'. But with Tajweed, we don't have to read this way. There is a rule called idgham, which means
merging
or joining or inserting one letter to the other letter. So here, whenever the Nun Sakin or Tanween appears, sometimes it happens with other letters as well. For the merging rule, okay? For example, قُلْ رَبِّي. Here, the letter Lam is Sakin. You merge the letter Lam into the next letter, Ra. Instead of reading قُلْ رَبِّي, you read it قُرْ رَبِّي. Idgham or merging is applied in other letters as well, okay? Got it? Or for example, min rabbi. Okay? Min rabbi. Sometimes it is merged. Mir rabbi.
Does this depend on the sun letters?
No. It can happen, okay? It can happen. This is a general rule, okay? Idgham is a general rule. It can happen. But specifically with Nun Sakin and Tanween, we have. Like some other examples as well, we can have. Sadat. Two. Sadad. Two. Look. There is a two dal. Sa. Dad. This dal is sakin. Then two. is the letter ta. So here you ignore the second dal, you directly join the first dal to the ta. So that too. Okay? Got it? Yeah. For example, nakhluqukum. Nakhluqukum. There is the qaf. After the qaf, you have kaf. Since these two letters kind of like pronounce the same, the same articulation points they have, similar letters they are, okay? You merge them. Nakhluqukum. You don't pronounce the letter qaf. You double the kaf. You merge qaf to kaf. Nakhluqukum. All right? That's it. Or min ladun, min ladun. Merge it. So general rule for nun sakin or tanween is this, that if you have the tanween or nun sakin, right after the tanween or nun sakin, you have the letters ya, ra, mim, lam, waw, nun. You merge the nun sound or the tanween sound into that letter. Man yashfa' changes to? Huh? May yashfa'. May yashfa'. Shafa'atan hasana. Shafa'atan, tanween, no changes happen since the letter ha is there. Hasanatan, tanween, then ya. Merge it again, Hussein. Hasanatan. Hasana, the letter ya is there.
Hasanatan.
Hasanatay. Yakun lahu, nun sakin lam. Merge it again. Yakul lahu. Hasanatan yakul lahu. Nasibun, tanween plus mim, merge it again. Nasibum. Bum minha. Nun sakin plus ha, no changes. Minha. Sila says.
Better
to continue, mashallah. Waman yashfa, again. Merge it, Ali Nasir.
Waman yashfa.
Waman yashfa. Shafa'atan. Say yeah, this tanween plus sin, you hide the sound here, not merge. Yeah, you hide the sound of tanween. Hasanatan sayya. Hasanatan sayya. Since the letter is not from those six letters. Ya ra mim lam waw nun. It's another letter.
Yeah.
So it's the letter, the rest of the letters, the rule ikhfa is applied. We've mentioned them in the previous sessions in tajweed classes. Yakun lahu, again merge the sound of noon into lam. Yakul lahu, as if noon is omitted here. Kiflun minha, again idgham. Kiflun minha, minha, again no changes on noon here. Qila is the opposite to sila, tells you better to
stop,
but you still can continue. Wa kana Allahu ala kulli shay'in muqita. In tanween plus mim, again merge the sound, huh? For what?
Shay'im.
Shay'im muqita. Remember that with all these tanweens and these rules, okay, idgham merging, except for the letter ra or lam, the rest of the letters, the four other letters, you extend the sound as well. And also you produce a nasal sound. Shay'im. This nasal sound. Okay? Shay'im muqita. That's all. The word Allah is pronounced heavily since there is the fatha sound before it. And if there was a dhamma, the same it will be pronounced. But if there is a kasra, it will be pronounced lightly. Allah, this way. Allah, 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 Allah. Two different ways. So, ready to practice after me the recitation?
Yes.
So, brothers and sisters, practice please. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
من يشفع شفاعة حسنة يكون له نصيب منها
من يشفع شفاعة حسنة يكن له نصيب منها
ومن يشفع شفاعة سيئة يكن له كفل منها
ومن يشفع شفاعة سيئة يكن له كفل منها
وكان الله على كل شيء مقيتا.
وكان الله على كل شيء مقيتا.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. الله bless you. Inshallah, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us and listening to IRIB English Radio. That's it from us for today. Inshallah, in the next session, we'll be talking about Ayah 86 of Surah An-Nisa. Stay with IRIB English Radio. Thank you so much. Thanks to brothers here, Fawad Hassan Hussein Ali Nasser. And thanks to IRIB English Radio, Sevier International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. See you. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن